You are listening to Leah Lure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
So I am a huge fan of roller coasters, but I don't really care as much about the rest of the park. When I was a kid, there was a roller coaster and an amusement park at a nearby mountain. And if you were lucky, the rides were running. And if you weren't lucky, well, they might be broken down. I only went there a couple times. And everyone who did talk about that place seemed to talk about just how unsafe that wooden roller coaster was. But it lasted for a pretty good long time. Now, one of the other things at that same mountain, although not part of the park, was an alpine slide. Did you ever ride one of those, an alpine slide? It's like this big, long half pipe made of cement. You get carried up just like you were going to ski down it. Only you went to the side where they had installed this tube, this half pipe. And you got in little lines. And you waited until they gave you your special plastic sled with a brake on it. And you're all the way up on top of the mountain. And then you get to slide all the way down. Now, I've climbed up that mountain before. I used to climb up it with my parents on occasion and pick blueberries. I'm a huge fan of blueberries. I think they're fantastic. I think they're fantastic when they're fresh picked. And they're the low bush, because I'm from New England, and that's largely what we had. And so you'd spot them, and then when you spotted them, you'd bend over, or maybe just sit down and pick all those blueberries, as many as you could. Half in your mouth, half in your container, until it was time to move on to another spot that had them too. But when you start at the top of that slide, the first drop down is pretty gentle. They give you enough of a push to keep going. There might even have been little wheels on the bottom of those plastic carts, sleds. I don't remember. I don't think I ever looked at the bottom. But the nice thing about them is that the view from up there is really lovely. You're all the way up at the top of the mountain. And you can see the whole city spread out in front of you. But it's city and yet very, very green up there. It wasn't incredibly developed. And where I grew up, the cities themselves were also pretty tiny. So the city that it was in was more like a little, more like a little village. Technically a city, but more like a little village. And then the bigger city off in the distance, well, you could see a little bit of that in and among the green. And so when you slide down, when you start that slide down, and it's not going very fast, you get the hang of how exactly to lean into the curve, and to slow down on the straights, and then to lean into the next curve, so that you went fast, but not fast enough. And you could go as fast as you enjoyed, because you were in control of your brake. Unless, of course, there are other people in the car with you, but really, you could control your own car. Going as fast as you wanted or as slow as you wanted. And sometimes you'd see deer up there. Definitely birds. Maybe some other critters. Going about their business. Eating some food. And all of that just was lovely. because it really felt like you were so far removed from everything. It was simply you deciding how quickly you wanted to drop, how much of the scenery you wanted to take in as you slid down, and how much fun you were having when you sped up and went around those curves. You know, when you speed up on those things and you go around a curve, you sometimes go very high up the sides. So on the steeper curves, there was a lot more concrete, a lot more cement that went higher and higher up so that you wouldn't accidentally go a little too fast around a curve and wee, find yourself on the side of the slide. But however quickly or slowly you went down, it was always delightful. You could always have a really good time enjoying yourself, paying attention to what was around you while you dropped. Beautiful blue skies with white clouds, lots of nice greenery. You could sometimes see the ski slopes all carved out, depending on which track you were on. And then, of course, the animals again. So when you find yourself thinking about that kind of activity, maybe your brain thinks about how quickly or slowly you can find yourself dropping into trance, how easy it is to slide there, sometimes going faster than others. Sometimes you don't use the brake at all. Sometimes you just find yourself holding it in the other direction. So you just find that you're all wheels, all the time, going as fast as you possibly can, around the corners and the curves and the bends, and continuing to slide down more quickly, more wonderfully than before. Now, of course, when you go faster, you miss a lot of the things as they go by. They simply go by much too quickly for your unconscious mind or your conscious self to really catch. You might have an inkling of what's out there, but that's about it. So your unconscious mind right now, as you drop, as you slide, as you shimmy down deeper into trance, can feel what that's like to find yourself experiencing trance as the journey, so that the journey feels better and better every single time you take it, so that the journey is more interesting to you every time you think about it. Every time you do it again, every time you find yourself experiencing what that's like to simply drop down more powerfully and quickly and easily, let your brain simply let that happen. Let your unconscious mind simply enjoy how very good it feels for you to drop deeply and easily into trance, for you to experience how good that feels, for that slide to feel so good, for you to be able to control how far down you go, with the understanding that at some point in time, you are going to find yourself at the bottom. Now, I don't know that I would specifically say that there is a bottom to a trance, like there is at bottom on a slide. But I wonder if you can give in a little bit more and drop down deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. The way you can find yourself giving in to the way that feels fantastic so that you best enjoy that journey. Hold on to what that's like for your unconscious mind to say yes to you taking a slide down deeply into trance. Going as powerfully fast or slow as you can make it happen. And your unconscious mind can just notice how fantastic it becomes for you to slow things down as you'd like, to observe what's going on around you, and then sometimes to say, oh, the heck with it. And then just to, no brakes, no holds barred, go down so fast and so effortless that everything rushes by and you can feel in your body how interesting it is for your mind to experience that. Drop over and over again. And the more you find yourself dropping down deeper and deeper, your unconscious mind can keep saying yes to all of these things. Your unconscious mind can keep saying yes to the idea that you are able to control the slide into trance, that you are able to easily, quickly go to a place that you love to be because it feels really good. Or sometimes, maybe once you're there, your journey's not over, and you can continue that slide, taking you down deeper and deeper, but at your own pace, in a way that feels really fantastic. Just let go and drop, and drop, and drop right now. And the more you find yourself experiencing how good this is for you to control it, the more easy it is for you to control. Drop over and over and over again. And it becomes easy and delightful for you to realize how much fun you can have with playing around with that. Give in again and give in again and give in again to dropping down over and over right now. It feels so good for you to drop down over and over again right now. And because it feels so much better for you to give in and to drop down again and again, over and over and over, there's some delight that you can find yourself experiencing, some kind of amazing euphoria as you find yourself controlling that slide and your drop, as you sink down more easily and effortlessly, having some control over the direction. Maybe having some control over what it is that you see or notice. And give in right now while you drop down deeper. Give in again for your unconscious mind's ability to get stronger and better at doing all these adjustments so that your trance can always be yours, so that your unconscious mind can always do its very best to ensure that you are doing the best thing that you know how to for yourself. And drop over and over again right now. It feels so very good for you to drop down over and over and over again into trance right now. The way your mind is delighted and happy for you to give in, for you to surrender, for you to feel so fantastic. Now, what if you weren't sliding down on a slide? What if you were, say, skydiving? Only let's call it sky sliding, and it feels so good and so safe to be up there, to gently and easily sort of arrive up there, as though you just could show up there easily. And everything about your particular equipment is spot on, safe, and you feel interesting because maybe you've never been up there before, but maybe you've flown, right? And everything sort of looks like a model to you. As you look down, everything looks like a little model world. And you can feel completely and totally safe while you look down at this little model world. You can find yourself floating and sliding down over the areas that you'd like to be in. Everything feels really good about that. In fact, while you do that, maybe you notice that it is so gentle and so easy to be up there, to simply notice that everything seems fascinating. To look at those little models of your village, your city, your house, your friends waving from the ground, or whatever else it is that your mind comes up with. And then everything gets a little bit bigger as you go down, as you get closer. It's really interesting to let everything get a little bit bigger as it gets a little bit closer. But you have a different perspective on that. And I love the idea that we can have different perspectives about all sorts of things. that our mind can allow us to simply feel so good and so safe as we look at this thing. Maybe it kind of looks like a map come to life spread out in front of us. Maybe it's like Google satellite maps. And everything is so clear and looks so wonderful and so easy. And we can imagine ourselves just simply sort of diving, sliding, gliding easily and effortlessly into that map to be able to explore it a little bit more closely, to be able to make it look really much more fascinating for us to notice curves and angles and locations of things we never did before. So can you allow yourself, while you think about how good that might feel, to drop and to slide and to sink a little bit more easily and effortlessly, for your unconscious mind to simply feel so fantastic, for your mind to say yes, to give in to exploring that map that is not your territory. That's an NLP saying, your map is not your territory. The map is not the territory. Because our map is what we know of this world. The territory is like the whole world. Can you imagine what that would be like to be able to have a different view, to expand what it is that you know about your area? Because from up there at that view, you have a wider view of what's available, what's out there, places you can go, things you can see and experience. So allow your unconscious mind to take you down deeper and deeper into trance, and it feels so much better. Over and over again right now. It feels so very good for your mind to simply accept that it is powerful and easy for you to give in. It's powerful and easy for you to drop down more deeply, to slide down more easily, to glide down more effortlessly, to feel so wonderful and safe while you do all of these things that your unconscious mind can allow you to just feel really great. To think about what that would mean to perhaps expand your map into the territory around you so that you could find yourself, maybe at some day, having been more and more and more places than you ever imagined when you were younger. And go ahead and let your unconscious mind take you down deeper into a place that feels so good and a place that allows you to enjoy going deeply into trance, to enjoy the state of being able to control how quickly or slowly you're in trance, to enjoy the idea that you have new perspectives that you never had before, that you can allow yourself to get a hold of, to inhabit, to make work for you. And how much more deeply in trance can you go for your unconscious mind to simply enjoy where you are so that your brain can learn more and more about all the ways that you can find trance useful for you as well as fun for you. The ways that allow you to feel really great while you are deeply in trance and the ways that allow you to unconsciously learn to do more and more things, whether in trance or out of trance. Drop over and over again right now. It feels so much better right now for your brain to let you feel accomplished and good, safe and protected, and yet a little adventurous. Allow your unconscious mind to take you down more deeply into a place where that adventuresome spirit inside you feels a little more active, feels a little bit more curious about what's available for you above and beyond where you normally go. And how can you slide and take advantage of those places? How can you simply glide into and land down and take advantage of learning, seeing, discovering new things all around you? Allow your unconscious mind to do its very best to make all those things happen for you. And then on the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, feeling better and better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake.
Thank you for listening.